be with us this morning. God is so good. He is good all the time. And I know if we just took time out, each and every one of us could think of many, many, many reasons why we should praise him. So at this time, I am going to go ahead and turn the call over to our host. Thanks again for calling. Are you there?
Yes, Candy, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for greeting us this morning on the TMC call. We bless God for you, and we thank you. We thank you to each of the callers who have dialed in on this majestic miracle Monday morning. And to God be the glory for the things that he has done and is doing in our lives. So we give God the praise and the glory. The Master's Call started back on October the 25th, 2010, by the founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon of Dallas, Texas. And the scripture reference that God gave them when he gave them the vision for the Master's Call can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And the mission statement that was put in their spirit was that this call would be here to enrich, enhance, and empower your lives as believers as we begin our day. That is the Master's Call. And we are here every Monday through Friday to just love on one another. We here on the Master's Call are a family, and I just thank God for each of the people who speak on this call. Just hearing your voice and your shout-outs every morning just shows us how much power and how much strength that we have to be able to celebrate with you and your praise reports and to be there to just stand next to you and the things that you go through that you wouldn't want to go through alone is what the Master's Call is here for. So we bless God for each of you. See, the Master's Call is just a powerful place to be in the morning. And here in California, it's dark. It's I don't know if the sun's going to come out or not, but I know one thing. Jesus said that we are the light. So I know that when I woke up this morning, that I woke up with the light of the Lord. And no matter where I go, even in the dark places, God will shine through me. And I thank God for the Master's Call because it propels us to be the light in the world, to be those eagles and soar, and to go out there and get our blessing. If you have missed any of these calls, and if you're calling in for the first time, we welcome, welcome, welcome you and pray that you would continue to call in every day. But if you missed any of the calls, then we do have a website that we invite you to go to. It can be located at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And if you would like to send us a prayer request, a praise report, if you would like for us to know some events that are going on, if you want to be a prayer intercessor or leader on the Master's Call, maybe you have a message in your belly and you want to get it out, then send us an email to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and we will definitely respond to you. See, the tool that brought us all together here on the Master's Call is none other than Artis International, a health and wellness company, Christian-based, that is changing lives all over the world. Thus, our motto, an appointment with Artis will change your life. And truly, my life has been changed because of the phenomenal products that Artis International has. I guess there was something going on in Atlanta this weekend, Transform 90 Tour, and I heard that it was completely, as my son would say, off the chain. So I give praise and honor to all of you who were out there this weekend with the co-founders and with the leadership from Artis International, and I know that great things are going to be happening in Atlanta. I guess all roads will lead to Houston, Texas on May 5th for the Transform 90. And check your back office because there's so many things going on. And if you don't know, I'm telling you, you better go get some Fiber Balance. Fiber Balance is like that little pink new drink that we have. And I'm telling you, I had the opportunity to try it this weekend at our Super Saturday here in California. And it is a wonderful drink. Add some ice to it, put some powder in it, and put it in the blender, and I'm telling you, it will be a good pink drink for you. So go check your back office, get with the person who invited you to this call and ask them, what is Tiffany talking about? What is Artist International all about? So now it is time for the Lord to see what thus says the Lord, and I'm going to ask Minister Willa, Candy's BFF, if she would come to the line right now and go ahead and open up this call in prayer. Minister Willa, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Thank you. God bless you. Psalm 36:5 says, your love, O Lord, reaches to the heaven, your faithfulness to the skies. And Psalm 37:5 says, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday. Father God, we come to you this morning with praise, honor, and glory. We love you, Lord. We adore you. We lift you up. We give your name the praise. We give you all the honor. We give your name all the glory, for you are God, and your faithfulness is forever. Father, we ask you, forgive us for our sins and help us to be like you, Lord, in our walk, Lord, in our talk, in our thoughts, Lord, in our deeds. Father, we thank and praise you that you told us in your word to commit our ways to you. So we thank you that we can come each morning, particularly on Monday through Friday, not that we don't do it on Saturdays and Sundays, but as a group collectively committing our ways to you, committing our works to you, Lord, knowing that when we put you first, everything will be all right. We thank you, O Lord, for Artists International, who has enabled us to be the start of coming to you, a vehicle, O God, that gave us the opportunity through their company, Lord, while we are all gathered here today. We thank and praise you, Lord, for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who through that vehicle, the company, said, yes, this is a God-ordained company, and we want to walk in the way and bless it. Father, so we thank you for all of them, and God, just continue to bless them indeed. Bless their going out there, coming in, order their footsteps, be that lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path. And don't just stop with blessing them, but bless their entire family in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank and praise you for the speaker who's going to come forth this morning, Dr. Vanessa. Oh, God, what a mighty word you have already downloaded in her belly, and we are just so full, oh, Lord, but we're not full because we're keeping it to ourselves. We're full, oh, Lord, in the joy of the Lord that she has given us through her word, and now we're about ready to get full again so that we can take that word and share it with somebody else. Father, we thank and praise you for every speaker on this, for every listener on this call, oh, God, that they set aside the time to commit their ways unto you on this majestic Monday morning, and this majestic Monday morning. Father God, we just pray that you will continue to be with them throughout the day, that you continue to download, that they found favor in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just clear the airways. We cancel out, veto, bind any attack that Satan might want to have against this call. It has already been purified by the blood of the Lamb, that it will go forth clarity without any hindrance, and that everything that is said will fall on good ground, on good ears today. Now, Lord, bless this entire day, this majestic miracle Monday morning. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Willa, for opening us up with an anointed, powerful prayer on this majestic miracle Monday morning. God bless you. So at this time, if you have not gotten your pen and your Bible and your notebook, then I advise you to get it because you don't want to miss anything that is getting ready to be said to you. At this time, I would like to bring to the floor, and it is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure for me to introduce to you at this time our speaker for the day. She is no stranger to the TMC cause. She is a founder. She hails from Dallas, Texas. Today she will be coming by way of Prairie View, where she has been overseeing her parents and just being that she calls herself Holy Hazel, and I just love her so much. I thank God for her. I see so many lives being changed because of her leadership, her mentorship. And one thing I can tell you about her, she does not conform to this world, but she keeps it real. The conversations that we have are real talk. And see, a lot of times we talk to people and they, you know, for whatever reason or another, they don't want to tell you what's really going on with you. But I can say this woman of God, she will keep it real with you. And if you ever want to grow and know that next level in God, I say get connected to her if you haven't already, because she is on the move to build the kingdom of God. And I'm telling you, she is anointed, she is appointed, She is hooked up and connected to God. If you want to get a prayer across to God, she can do it. She has been a spiritual advisor for many Platinums and Artists International, and I'm telling you, she is truly a woman on a mission for the Lord. So at this time, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our speaker for the morning, are you there?
Yes, I am very humbled and honored by that introduction, giving all praises unto God. Greetings, greetings to our Master's Call family. I love that saying, our majestic, magnificent Monday, full of His mercy and His grace. I'm telling you, I am just so full. Had an awesome time ministering yesterday and literally going to continue in the overflow, kind of combining what I was going to talk about and just let the Lord just tweak it. So we're going to start a new series. It's a blessing, a special welcome to our first-time listeners. I'm seeing just so many new numbers come on the board. It just humbles me and this assignment God's given us. But the title of our message is going to deal with a word that some may even feel is a cuss word, but it's a good word. It's a word called discipline. And, you know, we all over the world and all over Christendom, last Sunday we celebrated the most strategic and important day of our Christian belief, and that was Resurrection Day. You know, Jesus was born to die, and he had to die for the propitiation, or that big word just means the substitution, the bridge to connect us back to God. But once the connection was made, once he hung his head and said, "It is finished," the baton was passed to you and I. And what we do with it, the new beginnings of what resurrection brings for our lives, the opportunities, we're going to be challenged over these next times together, because we were talking last week and we were just so excited about our Transform 90 tour. You know, the Lord dropped in my spirit. Let's talk about what transform means, from the resurrection of Christ to what it means to us, and especially for our artist family on the line and our entire Master's Call family. We're going to accept the challenge that he's done all he was supposed to do. Jesus, now it's our turn to do what we're called to do. And he left with us some help, the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. And so the title of this series is God's Purest Form of Love, Demonstrating Discipline. God's Purest Form of Love, Demonstrating Discipline. And our subtitle is Mentoring with a Message, Transforming Others Through Transparency. Mentoring with a Message. We're ministers in the marketplace with a message, transforming others through transparency. I laughed when Evangelist Tiffany said that I am so much about mentoring and stretching people, and that's just the call of my life. Long before I knew what life coach was and that I was a prophet, I always believed in rooting for the best in people. And if I was going to be in people's life, it's all about keeping it real and being an addition and an asset and not a liability. And part of that is all of us have areas we must transform, we must change. And so I'm going to ask us to take, as many of us are taking the physical challenge of Transform 90 and enjoying it, feeling better. Know we all looking better, getting cuter, back that Coke bottle school days, just all the great things that are going on across the country in artists with Transform 90. I want us to challenge ourselves for a spiritual Transform 90, from our time of testing to triumph. Our Transform 90, from our time of testing to triumph. And you know the acronym. I love acronyms. And when I was praying, saying, "God, give me something," I know it's kind of long for transform, but I'm ready for you to download it. And what he downloaded my spirit for the word transform was turning reality. If you transform, it means change. Turning reality, allowing, that's where you and I come in, allowing new shapes, forming ordinary, reaching miraculous. Turning reality, allowing, or you could use adjusting, or for some of us it's aligning, new, because it's going to be new when we transform, shapes, For some of us, that shapes means shedding, forming. We start with our ordinary, where we are, but we're reaching for miraculous. Transform. See, we've discussed in times past together that being a leader, because anybody who is mentoring, who's in front, whether you like it or not, you're saying something. Our lifestyle, that's what living epistle means. We have to be willing to do it the Jesus way. And what have we always been taught that that means from the word? To be a servant leader, to lead by serving. We also believe that Jesus built the model of teaching, then training, then discipling, or our modern 21st century term is mentoring. That's all discipling is. It's modern-day mentoring. Now, the thread which allows each and every one of us to be effective, productive, but almost anointed as a leader is to lead from a true place of love, agape love, and compassion for others. See, we can tell when someone's leading because they want to be seen. We can tell when someone's leading because they just love the power. But we can really discern when people are learning and leading from a place of compassion. See, what is the saying? The adage that's so, so true. People don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. Demonstrating discipleship through demonstrating the love of Christ. See, with this in mind, for our next few times together, let's build on the God's purest form of love, the agape love, and how that ties into becoming an anointed servant leader, so that with our Transform 90, from our time now of being tested, the baton's been passed, Resurrection Day is gone, now it's our turn. We're told, we're mandated with the mission to do greater works. So let's go through the transformation that we need to go through so we can go to that place. See, with this agape love, no sloppy agape, no pitiful power, no careless concern for others, and no dismal destiny where we have no clear direction or purpose. See, we must be willing to continually transform to be more like Jesus. Well, let's define that hard word on our little feelings of discipline, God's purest form of love. And it has the how, what, when, where, and where and why. But I'm going to talk this morning briefly about the how and the what of discipline. Discipline is a noun. So the how is training expected to produce a specific character or pattern of behavior. How do we get discipline? It comes from training expected to produce a specific character or pattern of behavior. The what is because it's controlled behavior resulting from disciplinary training. Controlled behavior resulting from disciplinary training. I love how Webster's Meridian Collegiate Dictionary just defines it as self-control. Well, that sounds familiar. That's one of the fruit of the Spirit, the last fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5. Self-control, temperance, control yourself. God's purest form of love, demonstrating discipline, mentoring with a message, transforming others through transparency, meaning keeping it real. What is transform? Turning reality, allowing new shapes, forming ordinary, reaching miraculous. Well, what is literally the definition of transform mean? So we can all be on the same page throughout our journey. It means to change markedly the appearance or form of. To change markedly, meaning you can really see it, the appearance or form of. So we're working on our Transform 90 with our awesome artist products. Let's work on our Transform 90 spiritually, eating and meditating on the awesome Word of God. Another definition of transform is to change the nature, the function, or condition of. To change the nature, function, or condition of. All of us are in that transformation process of being more like Jesus each day. Let's talk about the what. God uses mentors to discipline us. God uses mentors to discipline us. So what does that mean? See, I know we're all anointed and appointed and spiritually deep and wonderful and just can speak oracles of God, but everybody needs somebody that they are submitted to and being mentored by, somebody with flesh and bones on. Don't get deep and say, Jesus is my only mentor. That sounds good and may even sing good, but everybody needs to be submitted to somebody who can tell us in love our strengths, be honest about the weaknesses, and propel us to go. Every pastor needs a pastor. Every bishop needs a bishop. Every apostle. So every member needs somebody who speaks over them, all the way to, I don't care what your title of CEO of your own artist business, of CEO of a corporation that you go to in corporate America. Everybody needs somebody who speaks truth and realness to them. So what does that mean? Understanding comes by demonstration, watching our lifestyle. See, discipline means, again, controlled behavior resulting from disciplinary training. Self-control. Remember again, self-control is a fruit of the Spirit. Temperance, managing one's own self. And temperance's first cousin is balance. Let me say that again. Temperance's first cousin is balance. We don't want to go off in the ditch to one extreme from the other. We want to stay balanced. See, I believe that temperance, self-control, was the last fruit listed in Galatians 5:23 because it's the maintenance fruit, the one that keeps us going. So what does it mean to control yourself? It means to make decisions that keep the Holy Spirit, then you, in control. Remember last week, Resurrection Day, when Jesus said it is finished. He said he was going to send the Paraclete, the Comforter, our guide. The Holy Spirit dwells inside of us as believers. And that 1 John 4:4 declares to all of heaven and all of earth, greater is he that is in me, that Holy Spirit, than he that is in the world. So what does it mean to be in control of yourself? Well, you know, the saints used to sing a song in my Baptist church that I grew up in, and those words still ring true today. Controlling yourself to yield, not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Each victory will help you, some others to win. See, we choose to yield, not to temptation. Your flesh cannot be in charge. The Spirit of the Lord has to be in charge, so we are not yielding to sin. Satan gets blamed for a lot of things that were simply a choice we made. We were in a fork in the road, and we fleshed out instead of being spiritually led. Then we blame the devil. Y'all, some of y'all go, date yourself like I'm going to date myself. We remember Flip Wilson when he used to say, the devil made me do that. That was a cute, but one of the worst things that ever happened, because it gave people an excuse for not dealing and growing up with our own inconsistencies. The rest of that verse says, fight manfully onward, dark passions subdue. Look ever to Jesus. He'll carry you through. See, fight manfully forward, onward means it's going to be a fight. All of hell is going to always fight heaven's agenda. John 10:10 says, he's a thief that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I have come, and Paraclete is with you, has come to give you life and life more abundantly. Dark passions subdue. Come on now, our flesh gets to hollering and wants us to do things that are sinful, and we have to shed the light of God's word on it. Why and how? Psalms 122, keep your eyes focused on the hills from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. Oh, I love that verse, simple but profound. Ask the Savior to help you. Comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He's given you the job description of that Paraclete inside of you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. Ah, we're just getting started on understanding God's purest form of love, discipline, controlling oneself. See, we got to discipline ourselves to take our products in this Transform 90. We got to discipline ourselves to walk, exercise, do what we're supposed to do, get the necessary rest. But I'm challenging us to transform our spirit to now take the baton and go from our time of testing and discipline our faith muscles. Work out that trust and the love of agape love so that we'll get to triumph. God's purest form of love, discipline, mentoring with a message, transforming others through transparency. The loudest sermon we can ever preach is when people see us walk out our Christianity. Transform, turning our realities, allowing, see, that's when we invite the Holy Spirit in, allowing new shapes. And for some of us, it's just shedding some of the old to take on the new, forming ordinary. We're all ordinary, and God's going to blow his supernatural on our ordinary, reaching miraculous. So on this majestic, magnificent, miraculous Monday, we're going to choose to be disciplined. And in these 90 days, we're going to make it happen for our families, for our legacies, by deciding once and for all, I'm going to transform and get the mind of Christ. I'm going to transform in my actions and my going in and coming out. I'm going to transform in doing and being submitted to the will and the call of God on my life, being his minister in the marketplace. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Wow, wow, wow. What a powerful word this morning, an on-time word. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that powerful message. God's purest form of love, demonstrating discipline, mentoring with a message, transforming others through transparency. So right on time, and if you've missed any part of that message, then please use the replay number 712-432-1085 and the same PIN code 957-677-pound. Pass that message on today and allow someone else's life to be transformed. At this time, Robin, can you come to the line right now and close us out in prayer?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, that we are being transformed. And, Father God, I lift up your people to you, Father God, those that have asked for prayer, those who have interceded on behalf of others, Father. I speak right now to terminal illnesses. I speak to cancer. I speak to growth. I speak to depression. I speak to loneliness. I command it all in the name of Jesus to die instantly. Lord, you said everything that has a name must bow to the authority of Jesus. I speak to malignant growth, tumors, cysts. And, Father, we curse them from the root, and we command them to dry up and not return. I speak to their immune systems, Father, their reproductive systems, Father, their skeletal system, their respiratory system, their urinary system, their digestive system, endocrine systems, Father, their nervous system. I speak to their mind, Lord God, and say they have the mind of Christ and they will live and not die in the name of Jesus. I speak to the spirit of death, and I command you to take your hands off of God's people, for they are alive in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, they will not die before their time, Lord, because you have a plan for each and every single one of them, Lord. I speak to Amira, her body, Father. She's strong, Lord God. Every part of that little baby body is strong. I thank you, Father God, that Miss Hill is healthy, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that Papa Preston gets stronger each and every single day, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the court system, you interceding, Lord Jesus, on behalf of your people. So, Lord, your people are victorious in their health, in their mind, in their pocketbook, in every single area of their lives. They are being transformed by your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Robin, for closing out that powerful word and this call in prayer this morning. To you, Candy, thank you for spiritually seating us and greeting us. And to you, Minister Willa, thank you so much for opening us up in prayer. And thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for beginning us our place of transformation in this season and in this time. God bless you, women of God. And what would this call be without each of you? It wouldn't be what it has been today. And we bless God for each of you, and we pray as you go out into the marketplace. Remember, you are the church. The minute you walk out the door, be that light in the dark world. Allow your mind, your soul, your spirit to be transformed, and obey and accept the challenge and the will that God has on your life. And we will hear you on the line on tomorrow. Goodbye for now.